So is that an ayin amidah if two, four, five lines down? How much small? Ayin manta makalei belumki de persei. Someone was pierced by a Persian spear, and again, the Persian spears were coated with poison on them. So mifel lokai will not live. I mean, it was certain death. At a hafi ba'okhi, in the interim, niskulei bisrashmeina, in the interim, you should eat fat meat, the gumrei on coals, v'kamakai, and undiluted wine. After the chai porta, possibility that it would extend his life for a short duration. Umap kidabet, then have the ability to give a last will and testament. Amaravidi ba'abin haimon de bolazi bobra, someone who swallowed a wasp, mifel lokai, again, will not live, it's almost certain death. The hafi ba'okhi, in the interim, nashke rabiata de chala. And our Gemara here says Shemazog, but the Mesoshesh changes it to Shamgaz, that a reveals a look of vinegar in the, from Shamgaz, which is very, very strong vinegar. Actually, the Chayiv Porta, again, a possibility that extend his life for a short duration, Umachid the Beta, and it will be able to give a last will and testament. I'm Rav Shu ben Levi, Achal Basar Shor Belefet, someone who eats ox meat, Belefet, I don't know if that's with turnips, Elan Bilavana, and then he sleeps under the moon, Vilela Yidalit or Tedbav, that's around the full moon, right, on the 14th to 15th month, Kufat Tammuz, right, in the summer period, Achzato Achilu. He will be caught by the Achilu, which is more in the second to discuss, which sounds like something like chills and fever. Tana, Vihama Malay, Krisomi Kultavar, someone who eats to his full satiation, right, Achzato Achilu will also be stricken with this Achilu. Amara Papa, Achilu Mitamrei. Even if you ate to your full satiation with dates, that would be true. So Pshit, of course. Why are dates different than any other food? Sakadat Famina, Hoyova Marmar, Tamrei Misaban, Umashran, Umishausulan, Umashran, Palomifagan. That dates are such a wonderful food that they have all these positive aspects of them. That first of all, they're Misaban, they satisfy Umashran. Right, mashkanan, that they warm your body, uma shalshalan, and they keep you regular, uma ashran, and they give you strength, valoma gun, and they don't make you into an istinis. So, emalal, maybe I would think that those were accepted from this principle that if you eat, melek for yourself, and then that you would get achilu, from ashran, that it's included. The Agamar wants to know, my achilu, what is this achilu? Amarav, elazar eshel atzamot, fire of the bones. So again, a fever is chilled. I don't know what's different, I mean, because that's the Aramaic word for atzamot, but maybe that was something that they were more familiar with, or a term or a name they were more familiar with. What's the cure for such a achilu? My mother told me, kulu shakyane plata v'shava v'treisar. All drinks, medicinal solutions, are either for 3, 7, or 12 days you take them. Meaning that you're, like, how long you take the medication for is 3, 7, or 12 days. But hi, adimatze kulu. Adimatze. Until you are cured. Meaning that you keep drinking until you're cured. There's no specific, efficacious amount to take. Kulu shakyani aliba derekana. All other medicines or drinks, you do it when you have not eaten anything else on an empty stomach. But hi, batad akhul ashati. This you take on a full stomach. So he goes into the bathroom, he comes out, washes his hands, so he takes a bona, Rashi in the past said bona is a fistful of, right, which is a type of lentil dish, a lentil flour dish. Ubona the chamra atika, and then a fistful of old wine. And then you mix them together. Vinech will eat it. Vinechroch v'sadini, they should wrap himself up in his garment. Vinigane, and go to sleep. Aleka de nukme, no one should wake him up. Adikayim in afshay, until he wakes himself up. Chikaye, as soon as he wakes up, lishkule l'sadini mine, he should take off his cloak. Vilo hadar aloi, then he'll come back onto him. So again, the idea was that this created some sort of sweat. The person used to sweat when he did this very heavily, and that sweating would again warm his body or take away these chills and fever. And then once he got up, he has to remove his cloak so he doesn't continue to be in that form. So Amalei,
he mentions here that the term Eish Karmi is used by the Targums in the Sefer Devarim Shachas.
This expression.
Shachas.
Shachas. All right.
It's probably that term is
Kadaka.
Kadaka. The priest says it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
The see the English translation, not English, Hebrew. Yeah. The Hebrew translation says, Kodayak. Shemargish Kehesh Kodaka Pesvata.
Right. Right.
Okay. Amale Eliyahu the Rabbi Natan. Eliyahu gave advice to Rabbi Natan. Akol shlish, eat a third. Shadda shlish, I mean a third of your satiation. Drink a third of your satiation. Mehanach shlish, and leave a third empty. Why? Because when you get angry, and you expand, and you went in your anger, that you'll still be able to handle that. Because if you were totally full, then Rashi says you would burst, in a sense, when you got angry, if you were totally full. So you have to leave over that extra space in case you get angry. Someone doesn't want to get a stomach ailment. You should always be dipping in the summer and in the winter. Your favorite meal, whichever is your favorite meal, do not eat only the small amount of it. Do not eat too much of it. And again, do not, Nida mentions this more explicitly, but that you should not, one should not hold themselves back when they need to go to the bath, and they should relieve themselves right away. Amar Mar Upa, Haiman de Shati, Tilya Chiyura, that person who eats Tilya Chiyura, which Rashi describes as bad white wine. Right? It's a bad wine. Achzdo Vitek, one will be caught with Vitek, Rashi says, color should weakness. I was wondering if that came from the shortage of batit. One's old, I mean being weak. Amar Pistin Shitin Mine Kamahabu. Right? There are 60 different types of wines. Mayu the Gulu, the best of them is Sumka Rekhatana, is a red, fragrant wine. Griya the Gulu, the worst of them is Tilya Chiyura, this bad white wine. Kevra?
Chivara is white.
Chivara. Okay. Thank you. Amra Guda, Hai Mandi Yoti Bitsafrani Nisan Gabihura, that a person who's sitting in the mortars, right, Safra, of Nisan in the springtime, Gabinura by the fire, Bishai Mishka, and then anoints himself with oil, and Nafik, Biyot Bishimsh, and then goes out and sits in the sun, Achto Bitek, he'll also be afflicted with his Bitek, with his weakness. Tarabana, Heikiz Dam, Vishimesh Mitato, person who has, does bloodletting, and then has relations, having no bonin bitkin, will have weak children. If both of them had bloodlet beforehand, Vishimshu, Avionan, Bunin, Bale Raton, as Rashi says, super weak children. So, Amar Papa, Alor, Man, Elifalotai Mide, so if he didn't eat anything or he didn't taste anything in between, Elifalotai Mide, Elifalam, but if he eats anything between the bloodletting and the Shimush, then it's okay. Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna, Bumin Adarab, someone returns from a trip, Vishimish Mitato, Avionan, Bunin, but Vitkin, again, he would have weak children. Tanravanan, Hababim Etakise, Aisha Meshmitadel, person who comes back from the bathroom should not, again, cohabitate, Aisha Shir Chatzimil, until he waits the amount of time of a Chatzimil, because the shade from the Betakise accompanies him, so he needs to give him some time to leave him alone. Be Meshemish, and if he does this, Abilo Benin Nechman, he will have epileptic children. So now these are all these cases here. The Gemara, if you remember Gemara Nedarim, the Chok has a similar type of list of different positions or different things that a person does when they're Meshamish Mitato that also cause certain ailments to the children. Gemara has a belief here. We saw this earlier in the Gadato of the Korban. I see it again here that the physical state of the people affects what they think the offspring that come out. If you remember back in the Gadato of the Korban, they used to bring the Jewish children who were beautiful at the time they were Meshamesh Mitatam, because that would allow them to have beautiful children. I mean, that their ability to see the beautiful Jewish children would impact on their children, their offspring. You can hear it. See the things, his physical state. If you had a bloodletting, right, you came back from Derech, all these things where a person is in a state of weakness, physical weakness, right, then the offspring that come out will also be weak. Right, Tarabana, Hamishamesh, someone who has a beat, which is so it's convulsions. Miyushav, sitting down, okasto, delirium, diarrhea. Himilamala, she's above, the humilamata, oxidata, oxido delirium. Again, you have this diarrhea. My delirium. And Rabbi Shimon Levi, some delirium, the solution or the potion to the medicine for delirium is dardira. My dardira. What is dardira? Amar Rabbi, Morika dechuchi. It's saffron that grows in the thorns. That's what Rashi says. It's krug. Like a del bakar that is grows in the thorn bushes in the hizmi. Rapapa alisu bala. Rapapa, when he took this solution, he used to chew it ubalale and swallow. Rapapi alis vishagale. He used to chew it and then spit it out when he took this medicine. I'm Rabbi Mishen ubalki bedera ferrets. So one who's not over here, Rashi interprets ubalki bedera ferrets to mean someone who is not able to have intercourse. Leite gimok fize. They should bring three reviot of kurtzmei dechuche. It sounds like, again, the saffron that grows in a well-fertilized field. Benedinku, then he should grind them up well. Benishlakinu, bechamra, and then he should cook them with wine. Benishte, and drink it. Ba'amar Rabbi Yochanan, hein chazeruni l'naruta. I took this medication, and it returned me to my youth. So this is the first Viagra, first attempt at Viagra here. There are three things that cause a person to be weak, and these are them: pachad, derech, ve'avon. So pachad, Rashi says here, pachad is not fear, but rather da'aga, right? Worry. Shodega davar ati, that he worries about the future. And then Rashi mentions, oh, pachad oyev, or again, the fear of the enemy. And Rashi in Chumash differentiates between pachad and yira. Yira is something that is imminent, right, and in front of you, and that's fear. Pachad is something that's far away from you, but something that you are worried of. Fear, something that fear comes from a worry about that which will happen and that which is coming. So again, the same idea here. Pachad is not a direct fear, but rather a fear of that which might happen, the worrying about which happened. Derech, right, is traveling. Avon is sin. And Tosa says that avon is either daga avet avon or onish avon, the worry about a sin, or the punishment of a sin. Pachad ifdiv libis karpar, my heart surrounded me, asvani kochi, and my strength has left me. So we see that when a person is going around, meaning going around in fear and worry, right, then asvani kochi, my strength left me, derech ifdiv inabaderech kochi, so that on the way my strength was lost. And avon d'chtiv kashal b'chayin l'chayin, that when I tripped up in sin, that took away my strength. Shlosha d'varim mezizim gufo shel adam. There are three things that, and Rashi says, here mezizim means to weaken. If you look on the side, Mr. Shesh says mezishin, that they weaken, right, the body of a person. Elohim achal me'umad, person who eats standing up, v'shatam me'umad, and then drinks, or drinks standing up, v'shimesh mitadom me'umad, or he has cohabitated standing up. So all of these things cause weakness to a person. Five things bring a person closer to death than life. Someone who ate and then stands up quickly. Someone drinks and then stands up quickly. Someone who bloodlets. And then stands up quickly. Right? You have experience of someone, if you donate blood sometimes, you get up very quickly afterwards, right? You'll feel that faint feeling. Yashan v'amad, someone is sleeping and gets up suddenly. And shishishimesh v'tado v'amad, again, all of these are areas where a person either feels, you know, weakened by their state, or that the action physically, what they've done, or the eating and drinking, which they're satiated in, if that weakness or tiredness that comes from it, to jump up suddenly is provin l'mita. Shishav se'utam yad meit, six things a person who does them will die. Now again, these six things means he has to do all six of them, not any one of them. Above the Nitiga, someone comes back from traveling and is tired. Ekizdam, then he goes ahead and lets his blood. Nifas the Beit America, then he goes into the bathhouse. Vishata, then he drinks heavily. Vinishtaker, and becomes drunk. Yashan al-Gabi Karka, then sleeps. Vashain al-Gabi Karka, he sleeps on the ground. Yishimesh mitato. So, and then he gravitates. I mean, all of these are physically demanding or weaken the body, so if you put them all together, right, in one shot, that's going to guarantee death. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, San Kisidran. You have to do it exactly in this order in order to die. Amar Bayi Kisidran, Mates, Lo Kisidran, Kalish. You do them in order, you die. Not in order, it'll just weaken you. This woman, she did three of these, umit, and the Ebed died. So who says he needed all six? And who says they have to be in order? So he says, but that Ebed was already weak. So the addition of these items, right, caused him to pass away. Right, Shmona, Ruban Kasher, Umiyotanya. There's eight things that a lot of them is detrimental, whereas a little of them is good. Elohim, Derek, traveling. Viderek Eretz, cohabitating. Osher, wealth. Umalacha, work. Yayin, wine. Vishena, sleep. Chamin, and either hot water, either to drink or to wash oneself with. Vakazadam, and bloodletting. Shmona, mimatim, et cetera. There are eight things that reduce one's semen or seminal count. Elohim. Amelech, amelach, alright, salt. Varav, and hunger. Avaha nedek is tzaras, right? It's one of the types of tzaras. I perceive b'chia, crying. B'sheina agave karka, sleeping on the ground. V'good gadiyot, which is either, so it's either clover or cherries, right? V'kashot, shalob izmana, and hops in its inappropriate time. V'kazat dam lamata, to fly. And if you do a kazadam below, and we're not discussing what's below, then it's twice as bad as any of these other items. Kind of a shame shikashim elamata, keep flying, kakia felamala, keep flying. Just like it's doubly as bad to take, to bloodlet below this area, then it's twice as good to do it above. Amra papa lamata, what is the definition of lamata? Lamata mina beitzim, right? Below one's loin. Right? Lamala is lamala mina beitzim. So above the, right, above your lines above the midsection of your body. Kishot shalob izmano, with this hops at the wrong time. Tana kishem shikasha shalob izmano kachiyata izmano. As bad as it is when it's in its inappropriate time, it's good in its appropriate time. Amar Papa, what's izmano? Tamus, that's in the summertime. Shalob izmano atevid in the wintertime. Yominisam yomitishri, the spring and the fall, lomalu velokashu. It doesn't impact neither here nor there. Alright, so now back to our Mishnah. Amar, it's buket lishti, write a get from my wife, baksu kordukois. He gets this kordukois, this, some sort of thing that makes him not of sound mind, but fazer amar, I'll take the boo. Then when he's not of sound mind, he says, I do not write it. Ain't the barba chronim kum. Then what he says afterwards doesn't matter. Amar b'shim ben lokesh, kodes b'im benotin get the altar. Immediately we give the get, meaning that we don't wait to check with him again or wait for him to become of sound mind again. We know that he instructed to give the get. His reversal is not meaningful, so therefore he gives the get. We open our ankle to be an elikashish tafet. We wait for him to become a sound mind again, and then we write the get. But, again, we don't have to check with him. We don't have to verify with him, but he still has to be of sound mind when the get is written. Why does Rish Lakish hold that you don't have to, you give him the get right away? Because that's what the Mishnah says. Aim the Dvar Rav Achronim Klum. Whatever he said afterwards doesn't change anything, so you give him the get. What does that mean? Aim the klum, the chi mitzah, when he comes better, looks arach b'mahadar im luchay beit. That when you come back, you don't have to verify with him again that he wanted to divorce his wife. But nevertheless, you can't write the get until he is of sound mind. What are they arguing about? Rav Shlakish v'damalei l'yashin. Says kordaikus is the equivalent of sleeping. Rav Yochanan says it's comparable to a shoteh, someone who is out of their mind. So what's the difference? So Rav Yochanan and the damei liyashen, he should compare it also to one who's sleeping. Yashen lo mechusar maaseh. Someone who's sleeping lacks no intervention in order to get better. I mean, they just have to wake up. Hai mechusar maaseh. Kordaikus requires medicinal cure in order to get better. Which we saw the first thing we mentioned in the Gemara, the Mishnah. The cure for a cordyitis. So since it's lacking a cure, right, therefore it can't be equated to yashin. He should compare it to being, right, not a sound mind. Someone who's gone, who's been crazed, We don't have the medicinal solution for that. We can't control when he will get better. Hi, some of you are done. This one we can't cure. This individual we can't cure. What's the cure? This is what we mentioned earlier in the Gemara. This rasumka, right, this is lean meat, agumre ankol, with tamra, marka, and heavily diluted wine. That was my question. So, miyamar Rabbi Yochanan Bakhi. Can Rabbi Yochanan's position really be this way? Quite out, the Tosa says there's a possibility that there is no such gear cell. Miyamar Rabbi Yochanan Bakhi. And the question is, both on Reish Lakish and the Rabbi Yochanan. Just the question here, and the way Tosa formulates the question, is that we said over here that you do not have to, you have to be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, of sound mind when the get is written. Not only when he instructs you, but even when you write the get, that get must be done, written when you are of sound mind. Reish Lakish disagreed in an instance where we could cure the individual. Right? Only where we could cure the individual do we say that, right, then you don't have to be of sound mind because we know that we have the ability to cure you. But if we don't have a cure for you like a shota, even Reish Lakish agrees you cannot write the get.
Reish Lakish doesn't necessarily disagree that you have to be of sound mind. Reish Lakish just considers it's whatever. To the fact that we can cure so easily means he's not really lacking sound mind.
Right.
That's it.
So that's the question here. The question of the Gemara is going to be, well, is that really true? Why? Person had been his neck, he had been shechted two or row two of his simonim. And he indicates to write a get to his wife. Right now, again, he can't speak now, so if someone else asks him if he wants to write a gift for his wife, and he says yes, right, he shakes his head yes, I really am to go be it, no, right, you should write it and give it. So what do you see? I mean, this person who's shechted is going to die, almost instantly, or is deteriorating very fast, and yet when he says write a gift for my wife, go ahead and write it and give it, and give it, assuming that he's still, right, of sound mind. But Tanya, it was similar, right, some quartered, or like Taluba Latzliva, right, on the hung up on a cross, Ramaz crucified, Ramaz, and then he indicates again, Ramar Kitu Gedishti, I really give the movie, it's new. Again, in all these instances, we don't say that the person has to check or be sure that once he writes the get, the person is still of sound mind, is still alive. Right? I mean that his case is deteriorating so much.
He's gonna die, so I mean the implications that like Nasus valid get when somebody's going to die has some implications for you, but that's
right.
About it.
Right.
Whereas somebody who gives a get when they're in some type of state of.
Right. Has longer to pay up longer
to get better, and we're not sure if they really meant it or not. That can have big implications on Manzeras and all that type of thing.
Right, so there is a difference in duration. The Gemara is actually going to differentiate differently, but you're right, the impact or the question of whether it's a valid get or not is much more impactful in the case of Shota than it is in the case where a person is going to die very shortly. Right? How can you compare these cases? Over there, he's of sound mind. In all these cases where he's going to die, he's of sound mind. He's just weakening. Right? He's beginning the process of death, and he's weakening, but anything he's doing is of sound mind. Right? Over here, he's basically lost his mind, meaning that he's no longer of sound mind. So you can't compare the case of course, the Daikus and other cases where the person is definitely out of his mind and crazed and somehow, because there we can't depend on the Tiva once he's given the instruction to say that he's still okay. But over here, we know that he's okay, it's just that he is deteriorating, his condition is deteriorating in a physical sense, but not in a mental sense. Where it says, Umiyamar Shmuel Hafi. The Shmuel really said this. Armor Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel Shakabo Shnaim Ro Shnaim Borok, Beidin Allah. We testify that when he is dead, we testify that to his wife that this person is dead. For an aguna, right? We say if the person has Rosh Hashanah was shechted, then we assume he's going to die. So if that's the case, again, how could you write a get? How can you write a get? He indicates let's go write a get, you go out to write a get, and we're assuming he's going to be dead, that means that's a get, akhtar, mita, which you can't do. So how could it be that Shmuel assumes he's going to be dead, Adam goes testify that he's dead, and yet we say give a get? If you think he's still alive, am I eating a lot? How can we testify? So I'm ready. Kayu is so kulamut. No, he is alive. He's just he has certain death, just a question of time. And there's certain death here, but there is a duration of time in which he might still be alive. So maybe on this point he should be go to Golos based on a Rotseach, who by accident Bishogate Shech somebody, right? Then he should be go to Golos on his hand. Why do we have a bright that says Shachar Shnayim or Rosh Shnayim? He does not go into Golos. Right, so again, Tosfos over here says this is a unique Kiddush by Galus, not by Misa in general. A unique Kiddush by Galus that you, the Reteach, had to create the Misa, he himself, entirely and completely. So here we're going to see in a second that this Shech thing here is not the complete death, that there are other exogenous variables that create the death. What's this? Hayit Marla, Arab Hoshia, Kashina Shema Ruach Bil Baltel. That maybe the air or wind blew and accelerated his death. Inami, who created Mitato. He himself caused his death to accelerate. Right? How did he do that? By moving around. By moving his body, he accelerated his death. So again, in both these cases, since there's another variable that causes the death, there's an exception for Golos, that a Ritzayach doesn't go to Golos on these instances. My Benayu, what's the Nafgamina between these two cases? He went out of the Shachte Beveita the Shisha. He shafted him in a marble house, Upirkas, and he moved. So over there, in a marble house, there is no wind. So that can't be the cause of the problem, but Pirkas, he moved. Inari, the Shachteh Bebara, below Pirkas. He was outside where there was clearly wind or airflow, and he did not move. So I'll be in between these two reasons. Tosfos over here below discusses whether, they do really disagree here. Meaning that, are they both giving, right, two different examples of what causes death, right? Or are they giving an example that they think is a more of a cause of death, but maybe they don't disagree necessarily. That's Tosfos introduces that possibility. Right, he becomes silenced, meaning that he's no longer able to speak, and they ask him, should I write again to your wife? And he shakes his head. So they say, over there we said that he had tested him three times. So Mar said, let us say that what? That the person has the shakes. Not only so, he's always shaking his head up and down, or he's always shaking his head from side to side. So every question you ask him, and the answer is yes, he keeps going like this. So how can you verify that he's really doing? Or why is he shaking his head back and forth? No is always the answer, right? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Numi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Darmin, and Levi Tzvi Gerugin. Right, we do it alternately. Right, so the Gemara says, Rashi says Tzvi Gerugin, I want to learn this way. Rashi says Tzvi Gerugin means that we wait a matter of time, gaps of time, to ask him the questions. Right, I would have said tibugin means we alternate between yes and no questions, right? So that's how we do it, and that's the way the Ran learns. The Ran learns is yes and no questions. Maybe he has that type of shakes. He has the up and down, side to side, the shakes. Right, that's what Rashi says, that maybe he has the shakes that are on and off. I mean, that he has it for a time, and they're on, and then they're off. No, so we do a combination. We do one no questions, betray and hain, or two yes questions, or we do train lab, achad hain. Two no questions and then one yes question, because nobody has that type of shakes, which is that they're up, but yeah, you know, they don't have a pattern, two yeses, one no, you know, two yeses, one no. Or the Gemara Rashi, they don't have these gaps like that you'll have along there.
The Gemara Rashi's pshat also, the first way was that he had time gaps, and they're saying no. I don't know what time gaps we're talking about, where he does it, like the Ran said.
Rashi's the one that all the way through, but you could learn, right? You could learn that partly like Rashi, and then like the Ran. But I think
the simple answer is Rashi. Well, Rashi on Yamir on the lab and train game, Rashi explained that also is just gaps.
Based on what he said above, then yeah. He says,
no,
it
would make sense.
This is a modification of the surrogate.
Yeah, no, the original assumption is you just wait. Right? That's what Rashi explains the way he does. Because then the Gemara goes on as if to suggest a different way of doing it, where it's yes and no.
Yeah, I don't think so, because Rashi says that that's this modification, the Gemara is a modification of the Sebukin to solve the problem of the question, not that it's changing shot. Right? You could, Rashi doesn't say what you're saying, but I do think you could, suggest it, if you want, that was a possible shot, that you went from Rashi to the Ran's shot. Both Rashi and the Ran learned their shot straight through the Gemara. All right, the very Ishmael kind of Omrim goes
burning. Yeah, how did Rashi learn the Gemara? The Gemara says, Rashi says, how did Garcina have a train name? I mean, clearly, it's talking about it.
No, you have some time. But man, Rashi says you can have a pattern. Rashi's pattern is, you shake up and down, then you have a gap, shake up and down, have a gap, or shake up and down, have a gap, shake side to side, have a gap, shake up and down. So, okay,
let's talk about it. He's defining Sirugin. First Rashi says Sirugin is gaps. And he said, no, Sirugin isn't gaps. Sirugin is alternating the questions.
Yeah.
That's
clear. Okay. Rashi doesn't
know. Rashi doesn't contradict that.
He says that Mamtina ben Hirkin al the Sheila Sha'a. You have to wait between each one.
That's in his first.
That's his Havamina. And then the next one is that they still wait the gaps, and then they.
Clear.
Right?
No.
The hakshik he alone acted, right? That type of disease you don't have, and that's the shikya that he described above. Rashi described the shikya above. You don't have such a. All right, I think you can learn your way. I don't think it's necessarily wrong. All right, I don't know if Rashi really says that, but there is that possibility. Again, the Ran says the other way all the way through. The Gemara says, "May Rabbi Shmuel Tana Omrim Lo Dvarim Shel Yimot Kamim Yimot Hagshamim Shemot Hagshamim Yimot Kama." We have some summer questions in the winter and winter questions in the summer. Mind you, what are these types of questions? If you say we ask him about the type of clothing, does he want a heavy coat or a white, you know, lightweight clothing, right? Maybe let's worry that what? Maybe in the summertime he got a little cold, right? He needs it. They were in the wintertime, he got a little hot. The question relates to peirot, meaning to fruits. So, of course, the fruits that we're talking about here, just to point out, is that we don't ask him if he wants a fruit. We ask him, shall we go out to the field and pick you such a fruit? So fruits are seasonal, so if he says yes to a fruit that season, we know that he's not of sound mind, because he's asking for a summer fruit in the middle of the winter to go out and pick it.